Howdy, how's it going,
Coach? Good.
Dive right in, buddy.
Alright. So, what'd you see tonight? Obviously, it's inner squad, but it seemed like the pace was pretty good. It seemed like the compete level was pretty good.
Yeah, I like the pace. I thought Wednesday was surprisingly up-tempo too, which was nice to see. I think bodes well. We'll have to raise our level for the real season. The level's going to go up, but I liked a lot of things that went on, and it's a good tune-up for guys. And you know, for us, good to see what kind of depth we have, and guys who maybe won't even make the team, but are they able to handle our pace, and how will they fit in? So that was good for us to see that up close here tonight.
And with that being said, I mean, 40 guys on the training camp roster, now you're going in the second week. I imagine there's some pretty tough decisions, because there was a lot of guys that were battling out there.
Yeah, it's been a good week. We've been happy with professionalism and execution. I think it's a big step from last year. The quality of the practices and obviously we didn't play inter-squad last year, but I thought this level was pretty high, considering we're 40 guys deep. So, I think some guys showed they can potentially help us down the road, so that's a good situation to be in. And yeah, it'll be some decisions that guys will be disappointed with, but that means that we'll be a strong team.
Now, there have been some changes with Chicago as far as, you know, their power play setup is now looking like it's going to be a 1-3-1. Is that something that you're going to change to as well? I know last year was more of the standard 3-4-2 defensemen, sometimes 3 defensemen, but is that something you're going to work on early on and get those guys accustomed to that here if they translate to Chicago?
I think special teams, it depends a lot on your personnel. So, we'll see what we end up with. And I mean, especially power play, that's constantly changing. It depends what kind of handedness you have. And last year we had some guys on the back end who were pretty skilled. And so it makes sense to go to 2D, 3 forwards. I think overall you see a lot of teams going 4 forwards, 1D. When it all shakes out, we'll see how that looks. I think 5-on-5, systematically, that's where you see it's important. We try to be as close to Chicago as possible, and we'll do that.
You lose a Cody Franzen, but you gain an Andrew Campbell. You lose a couple of veteran forwards, but you gain a Terry Broders and a Jordan Schroeder. How are they fitting into your styles and approaching with their teammates that know you pretty well?
Yeah, it's been a good week for them just to get comfortable here. Obviously, up in Chicago, we had a chance to see them. So that was good, and I think this week's really important. We'll have our team basically, and so getting that structure in and what's expectations as far as how we want to play. So it's important for everyone get on the same page and prepare ourselves as best we can, and they'll be a big part of it.
Obviously, last year was a pretty young team. This year you get a lot of those first year guys back. You're looking into maybe having some second-year, quote-unquote, veterans. What are you kind of expecting out of those guys as they come back?
Yeah, you're right. We will be young still, but it's nice to have that base of guys who've been here before. And, last year everyone was new to me, so feel pretty comfortable with the group we have, and they know what's going to be expected. And so it'll be easier to get the whether it's veterans who are new to Rockford or rookies who are new to pro, getting them up to speed. I think that'll help that transition. So looking forward to that, and hopefully we can get our game to where we want it as soon as possible.
And from a coach's perspective, I'm sure you're probably ready to get to some real games, get to the roster down to the guys that you know are going to be here. Do you feel the urge to get to that point now?
Yeah, it'll be good to get going. I feel we're excited to practice as a group. We'll have some time this week to prepare for the games. We want to speed up the time to now. Once we have our group, and now it's going to be a little bit of a crunch to prepare. That's just the league. You get a few days. You get your team, and then you get a few days to prepare for your first games. But everyone in the league does it, so we're just going to do it better than everyone else.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.